Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. I really feel during this series that each time there's such an essential message that it is a joy to my heart to present it. This time we are looking at Maharaj Bharata. He had retired from his vast kingdom for a life in bhajan. He had gone to the midst of the forest, but instead of placing his attachment entirely on the Lord, he misplaced it on a deer, and he fell down from his high position of devotional service. He actually had to take on the body of a deer. So there he began to lament. This is from the 5th canto, chapter 8, text 29. Oh, what a misfortune! I have fallen from the path of the self-realized. I gave up my sons, my wife, and home to advance in spiritual life, and I took shelter in a solitary holy place in the forest. I became self-controlled and self-realized, and I engaged constantly in devotional service, hearing, thinking, chanting, worshipping, and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev. I was successful in my attempt so much that my mind was always absorbed in devotional service. However, due to my personal foolishness, my mind again became attached, this time to a deer. Now I have obtained the body of a deer and have fallen far from my devotional practices. This is the sincere regret of someone who wasted a unique opportunity. Srila Prabhupada's comment is particularly directed towards those who practice Krishna consciousness. He says, by his own actions and by the actions of his devotees, Krishna teaches us how to become cautious in devotional service. Through the medium of Bharat Maharaj, Krishna teaches us that we must be careful in the discharge of devotional service. If we want to keep our mind completely fixed without deviation, we must engage them in devotional service full time. I feel here Maharaj Bharata and Srila Prabhupada in his comment speaks directly to our conscience, that inner voice which says, don't waste your time, use it properly, it is limited. Let us for a brief moment study what went on in Maharaj Bharata's life. He fell down due to his past karma. In the 26th chapter, the word Svarapta karma is used. It was because of this that despite his best attention, he was dragged away. And for every devotee, there are two types of prarapta karma. That's karma one experiences in this life. There's auspicious prarapta karma. This comes by the will of the Lord to increase the devotee's longing for devotion to the Lord and to intensify his bhakti. But then these are events like something goes wrong, it is a disillusionment maybe, and one thinks, well, now I'm really giving my best on the spiritual path. Or it can be also something like there is a beautiful arrangement in our life and we see, wow, this is a chance now to go deeper. But then there is the second type of karma, inauspicious prarabdha karma. It consists of the results of actions from our previous lives which manifest later as absorption in material life. We may have done things which were not acceptable in our previous life, and as a result, now we experience a similar attraction overwhelming us. What is it that a devotee can do when he feels the effect of these inauspicious influences in his life? What can he also do if he has done some wrong doing or even some sin? The answer is lament or repent. The word repent, or also to regret, means to feel or show that you are sorry for something bad or wrongly done, especially for misdeeds or moral shortcomings, with an expression of wanting to do what is right. This sincere regret, accompanied with repentance, is a powerful means to correct the ill-doing and to come on the right path. This type of devotional lamentation or regret acts in a very powerful way. The prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottamdas Thakur are very much filled with these devotional sentiments. Prabhupada once said, they are so very powerful that they act on the heart just like lightning in a storm. Then Prabhupada added, have you ever been in a lightning storm where the lightning came and hit very close by? I personally remember this. I was walking and passing a lonely tree on a field when there was a rainstorm raging around me. Suddenly, a lightning came and hit the tree and totally disassembled it. It was quite an experience. So regret and sincere lamentation acts exactly like that on the heart. One Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is your favorite prayer? And he said, Hari, Hari Bifale. Later, he wrote Syama Sundar a letter with the translation of this song, where he said George Harrison, the famous musician, should make a song from this theme. And he said, I'm sure such a nice song will be an epoch-making incident, something significant. Here is the sincere lamentation of Narottamdas Thakur as translated by Srila Prabhupada from the song Hari Hari Bifale. My dear Lord, I have simply wasted my privileges of the human form of life. This life was meant for understanding Krishna consciousness and the pastimes of Lord Krishna with Radharani. But I did not take care of this important business of life. Therefore, I have not only wasted my valuable time, but I have also willingly drunk poison for committing suicide. My heart is always in blazing fire because of my association with material sense enjoyment, and I did not fix up my mind in the Krishna consciousness movement, which is imported directly from the kingdom of God. And in a little later, he continues, now forgetting all mistakes that I have committed in my past life, I humbly surrender unto you, my Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and also to Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So both of you are present together, and I fully surrender unto you. Please, do not reject me, as I have no other shelter except yourselves. This type of sincere repentance for one's mistakes immediately purifies the heart so that one can return. This is the special quality of frank and open repentance. And in bhakti, everyone should know that it is never, ever too late to return. Shrutakirti, the personal servant of Srila Prabhupada, remembers. It was interesting, because when Prabhupada would lecture and write, he was always very strict. One must follow the four regulative principles, one must chant 16 rounds, one must be fully engaged in Krishna's service. That was it. But as soon as he was in his quarters and some difficulty was brought to his attention, then he had nothing but compassion. He would say, you have done so much service. See how you can take care of this. Just try and chant your rounds, and we will see what we can do. This is the nature of Krishna and the nature of his pure devotees. When we do something wrong and sincerely regret, they are immediately prepared to not only welcome us with open eyes and arms, to not only forgive us for our wrongdoings, but to give us the strength which we need to go on. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says in the first canto, my dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, fruitive workers, etc. Because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. And Prabhupada gives an analogy. He says, a kami suffers the result of his own fruitive reactions, whereas a devotee is reformed by chastisement directed by the Lord himself. The sufferings of an orphan and the sufferings of a beloved child of a king are not one and the same. An orphan is really poor because he has no one to take care of him, but a beloved son of a rich man, although he appears to be on the same level as the orphan, is always under the vigilance of his capable father. Let us rejoice. Bharat Maharaj regretted that he had given his all his emotions away to a deer and had fallen from the path of bhakti and rejected his spiritual practice. But after he had repented, he was again taken back in full glory. This is the power of bhakti. If you should ever feel that your sadhana or spiritual practice has become compromised, that you have developed doubts, and that you are not inspired for service or spiritual life in general, just turn sincerely to the Lord and pray to Him to enthuse you. You will see soon miracles unfold. Please try. See you all very soon again.